With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanksgiving Eve, tremendous time of year. This is it. This is the kickoff to the holidays. I'm in an exceptionally good mood, so don't ruin it for me today by doom scrolling or telling me all sorts of stories about people getting pushed on the subway tracks and whatever the hell else. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm not going to tell you any of that stuff. I'm right there with you, man. I'm just glad that this game's going to be played tonight. At least it looks like that it's going to be played tonight as Daniel Chara now comes down with COVID. That's I think it's 7 New York Islanders on the COVID list, and quite frankly, you know, if I sat here and I try to be unbiased for a minute, I'd love to play the Islanders tonight just because they are shorthanded and I want to get 2 points and I want my team to go in there and I want them to smash the Islanders.
You also want to hang out in the Winners Brothers suite with all your buddies, man.
Right, exactly. But here's the point.
Yeah.
The point is that now I do have a connection to the Islanders and I will not speak to him at all, and I haven't spoken to him this week at all because he knows how I get when these games start rolling around.
Certainly,
and he knows that you know where my heart lies with the blue shirts. Everybody knows that, but I have to say, if I'm going to be unbiased, the Islanders are getting screwed, and they are getting screwed because the NHL should not be playing this game. They should have not played Sunday night's game either against the Toronto Maple Leafs. I understood Saturday night because it was opening night and it had all the pomp and circumstance, all the fanfare and everything else. But they are severely, severely hampered. And, you know, up in Ottawa, they shut it down. Now, they had 10 players and a coach, I believe. So they had 11 people that came down with COVID. I want to say it's like 8 or 9 people with the Islanders, if I get my numbers correct and I understand everything that I'm reading. They are a shell of a team. But there's also the enormous financial pressure to open this building.
I mean, this place is going to be jammed tonight, man. Ranger fans, Islander fans, the suites are going to be packed. I mean,
It's money over COVID.
Yeah, money over COVID.
It is. I mean, and I understand it. We're going to get a break because we're going to get a half of an Islander team, and we're going to be playing a lot against the Bridgeport Sound Tigers. And
you're going to get 2 points is probably what's going
to
happen.
You know, I hope so. I mean, like, you know, goalie gets hot. You never know, man. Mackenzie Blackwood did it to the Islanders a couple weeks back. 45 shots on goal and 45 saves. So you never know. All I'm saying is I recognize what the Islanders are going through. They started with a 13-game road trip. That didn't go so well, though, especially the last four. They've lost 6 in a row, and now they're half of a team. So, I'm just saying what the reality is, and Lou Lamoriello will not complain. He's just going to tell his guys, look,
go out there, no excuses.
Get your ass out there, and you know what?
We got Boomer and Gio in the building. They want to see a real hockey game.
If they win this game tonight, it would be a real testament to who they are and the way they play.
Last Islander game, I was put on the big screen, so I'm expecting the same type of treatment at UBS.
You're a Fergazi Islander fan.
So no, that's true. I hop on, and I'm not going to fight that. I hop on when they're playing well in the playoffs, and then I ride that all the way as far as I can.
But I am totally excited to see the new building.
Yeah, of course.
I'm excited to go see my Rangers play and, of course, see my son-in-law play. So,
yeah.
We'll leave it at that, and now you know how I feel, but I'll be all rocked up tonight and rock and rolling.
Rocked up?
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm being like,
doesn't that have a different meaning?
No. I don't want you coming near me and just like talking to me about, oh, you see the, look at the roof, look at this, look at that. I mean, I don't need that nonsense.
I won't.
When I go to a game, I go to a game. You know what I'm saying? I go to watch the game. I'm kind of like Evan. I don't worry about the line changes and things of that nature, but I want to be invested in the game. I want to watch the game.
This is not the first game I've gone to you with. I've gone to football games. I've left you alone. I know what to do.
Yeah, but I've worked those football
games. I know. This is sort of the same thing. In my opinion, you're sort of like you're working. I mean, you are so invested in these hockey games, it's like you're working.
All right. All right.
I know etiquette, man. Don't all even right. tell. I'm no etiquette. I'll be drinking, I'll be eating, I'll be laughing, I'll be talking to all your buddies. I'm going to be talking to Dimitri about HGH, all that stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing.
All right.
So,
By the way, Al, speaking of Dimitri, he sent me a text.
Dimitri is one of Boomer's hockey buddies for
right,
people.
Right. So he's a psychotic.
So he's a psychopath. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, he said to me yesterday at 10:10, he sent you a text that he would bid $1,200 to sit in with you and Jerry Recco. Is that true?
I did not get a text message from Dimitri.
No text message.
Nothing.
And it got way over $1,200, by the way.
By the way, but he said he was he sent you a text, $1,200, and then you said it ended at 10 o'clock.
Maybe he reached out on Twitter and I didn't realize it was him. Let me see.
Yeah, it could be. All right, so maybe he did reach out on Twitter. Maybe he, I don't know if you follow him or whatever, but.
It was a bidding war. There was a bidding war at the end of 10 o'clock, and it got over $2,000.
And by the way,
yeah.
A huge thank you to our listeners for participating in Hungerthon yesterday.
Yeah.
Over 150 grand raised through our show and Moose and Maggie. And Casamigos was right there, right along the way with us. So a big thank you to Lee and all his partners and everybody else at Casamigos for making a wonderful day happen yesterday. So that's great. Now, couple things. We talked about this yesterday morning, and I think we both knew it was coming. We talked as if it were coming, and that was going to be the firing of Jason Garrett for the New York Giants. Okay, so you got your pound of flesh, Giant fans. Now it's up to Freddie Kitchens to somehow ignite this team. Now, he did this for the Cleveland Browns, by the way. Hence why he got the head coaching job for the Browns, which I didn't
Well,
think
as an interim coach, though, right? Not as an interim
head coach. But he got the head job.
It wasn't because he was the coordinator. He went from, like, quarterback coach to interim head coach.
And he was calling the plays.
Yeah, that's right.
So he has a history in this regard. We haven't really heard much from him since he got canned by the Cleveland Browns, and he allowed Baker Mayfield to run roughshod over everything, which was the wrong way of doing it. So hopefully he learned, and hopefully now he can unlock what the front office believes, and I think in the ownership believes, is a group of number one first round draft choices that have not lived up to their billing or their draft status.
Yeah, and this is another example of why you need to let the head coach be the man and hire everybody he wants to hire. Because there were three people that Joe Judge did not hire. Jason Garrett and two of Jason Garrett's buddies, one of which was that offensive line coach Colombo, who he ended up getting in that fight with that he fired last year. There was another guy in the offseason who was like a quality control guy that Jason Garrett brought in. He was let go at the end of the season last year. There were three guys. They're all gone. And Joe Judge seems to be one of these guys who wants to be in control, as he should be. He's the head coach. And he was forced into having these guys on his staff. That annoyed him. And now they're out of there. And now it's all on him. So, you know, while he is now moved on from Jason Garrett, he said what he said after the game on Monday night. Now the buck stops with him. There's no more excuse making. There's no more injuries are the problem. There's no more the offensive coordinator didn't get the job done. This is on Joe Judge. Let's see how much better that they are at the end to the rest of the season. Because if the same problems still exist from here until the end of week 18 now, whatever it is, then it's going to be on Daniel Jones, Dave Gettleman, and Joe Judge. That's who it's going to be on. Nobody else. Well, there's no more scapegoat.
It's really going to be on Dave Gettleman because he's the one that has made all these picks. And these guys, maybe with the exception of Andrew Thomas and a flash here and a flash there of Kadarius Toney. So I went back and I looked at the All-22, and you know, we all saw what Dan Orzlovsky put out there yesterday. We saw Brian Baldinger put the same play out there. You know, it was a crisscross, and there was a third player that was supposed to be up in the middle of the field, and that's kind of the concept of a play. And those crisscrosses underneath, you know, they could be man beaters, but they also can be running zones, and those wide receivers have to get to their zones and then sit down and show the quarterback their chest so the quarterback knows that they're reading the same thing. And this is why we practice so much. This is why we're in meetings so much. This is why we have conversations after practice. This is why when we call a play in the huddle, we say to somebody, hey, guys, it may be man coverage here, and if it's man coverage, I need you to do a double move or something. You could do all those things within the body of the game. So I went back and I looked at it. And then I went back to one of the games that I played in back against Philadelphia in 1997. And we ran that same exact play. And I hit a guy coming out of the backside. And it was a blitz. It was man coverage. And this was a man beater. And I hit a guy out by the numbers. And he went down the sideline for, you know, 65 yards or 60 yards or something. And I'm saying to myself, the receivers have to understand their levels so they don't run into each other. And so that the defensive backs or linebackers don't get in the middle of it all so they can actually get past each other. And that, to me, is up to the wide receiver coach to explain that, you know, on the practice field, when they're watching tape and when they're going over their final thoughts on a Saturday night or on the sideline when they show them the freaking iPad. Look, Ben, this is what's going on. This is what we have to do. And young kids sometimes don't understand, you know, the way that there is space on a football field and how you create it on the NFL field. And when you're going against a bunch of veteran linebackers and safeties, you know, they're going to screw with you, especially when you're only playing in your sixth or seventh game if you're Kadarius Toney. So I don't know if it was Kadarius. I don't know if it was Evan Ingram. I don't know who it was who made the mistake, but they have to understand where they are in the field and how they have to play off of the guys that are standing on the field. Can't just go running into the middle of the field and run into each other.
Do you think that changing Jason Garrett's going to make this Giants offense take off? Because that's a hard thing for me to believe. It really is. Now, I mean, I...
depends on how aggressive Freddie Kitchens is, and it depends on, I think, the conversations that he's probably going to, you know, that he already had yesterday with Joe Judge, the conversations that he'll have again today with Joe Judge. You know, there's also the other side of with Graham on the other side. You know, you got to they got to figure out a way to get a freaking pass rush. And then this week, you know, playing against Philadelphia at home. So here's what's going to happen. They're going to get to the stadium, and there's going to be already the agita of and the misery of another losing season.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the fan base is going to be sitting on edge. They're going to be initially there to root on their team to beat the Philadelphia Eagles because that means more to them than anything. By the way, you cannot lose to Philadelphia.
Sure,
I mean, especially in a situation like they find themselves in right now, where they have another losing season. They just fired an offensive coordinator. And in come the Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts as quarterback. So I think you got to go over to Patrick Graham and you got to say, look, man, I don't want to see Jalen Hurts running all over the goddamn place. You got to come up with a plan. And I, you know, I'm telling you what they should do. They should do what the Bengals and what the Dolphins did to Lamar Jackson. The Bengals and the Dolphins have a perfect game plan for a kid that plays the way that Jalen Hurts plays. And, you know, I would look at that film and I would look at those things and I would try to incorporate some of the concepts in my own game plan, watching how they stopped the fastest guy at the position in Lamar Jackson and really made him struggle. But this kid, Jalen Hurts, is just running all over the place on opposing defenses. And he's just making these broken plays. And that's going to drive, you know, Giant fans crazy if they watch it and the defense doesn't get it. They should have 4 or 5 sacks this week.
Well, that would be great, but I think all eyes are going to be on the offense and if this offense was underachieving or they're just a mediocre offense. I mean, some of the numbers they've had this year, I mean, they are a bottom-of-the-league offense.
Oh, they're bottom third of the league.
Easily. So what is it? Is it the offensive coordinator or is it these guys? You know, one of the things that I wanted to see personally more out of the offense I got against the Bucs, which was Kadarius Toney getting targeted more. He had 12 targets in that game.
But again, I just don't know if he is doing all the things that he's supposed to be doing. I understand that he has flashes of brilliance. He's an incredible athlete. I'm just not sure that he knows everything that he needs to be doing. And I know that there's pressure to play the kid.
Yeah.
Because we see the flashes. But you have to understand that, you know, there's probably a little bit of indecision that is going on between he and Daniel Jones.
Oh, I'm sure that they still got to work that out. The other thing people are going to want to see is Saquon Barkley get more than 6 carries in a football game. Now, and once I said it again, I'll say it again, and I said it yesterday, they weren't down by 30 the entire game.
No, they weren't. They were in the game.
This was a close, and he was still only got 6 carries. Now, the whole thing, oh, he's got to work himself back, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they used him in the passing game. I mean, he got 6 targets in the passing game. He had 6 receptions.
And he would have had another one had, you know, Daniel Jones been able to throw the ball down the sideline as opposed to throwing it to Steve McClendon.
So if he's healthy enough to play, then let's run the guy. Enough. So those are two things that I want to see. And maybe Freddie Kitchens and Joe Judge want to see the same thing. But It's going to be all eyes on the offense because they still need to figure out whether or not Daniel Jones is going to be the quarterback going forward.
Well, if he plays like he played on Monday night, he ain't going to be the quarterback going forward.
Well, here's your big change. Let's see. Was this cosmetic or was this some sort of fundamental change that is going to make Daniel Jones take off? We'll see.
And by the way, it's not, they're not changing offensive systems. they never do that. It's hard enough for guys to learn a system as it is. It's just going to be a different way of play calling. I don't know if Freddie's going to be on the sideline or up in the box. I hope he's up in the box. I always believe that an offensive coordinator in a controlled environment inside, he can see all of his plays. He can think ahead as opposed to being on the sideline and on the field and being involved in all the craziness that's going on the field. That's why I always believe that an offense coordinator should be up in the booth. I really believe that because he can have everything in front of him. If it's raining and windy and, guys are screaming at each other on the sideline, it's FUBAR on the sideline.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
So give him a place where he can sit and he can have all of his stuff there and let somebody else call the plays into Daniel Jones and let him just do his thing in the peace and quiet of the coach's box.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Yesterday, Jerry woke up feeling horrible and he stayed home and we were wondering if he had COVID or not. We even put up a poll, COVID or no COVID for Jerry Recco, and I believe that poll ended up 51% no COVID for Jerry. Jerry took a rapid test yesterday, and Jerry, the result was?
No COVID.
No COVID. Congratulations with the no COVID.
So far, so good.
So far, doesn't mean that you don't have it. You could Correct. Test positive in a couple of days, but no COVID so far for Jerry Recco. So
I will tell you, I feel so much better today than yesterday.
Did you get some rest?
About 8 hours, yeah.
There you go.
Well,
see?
I think that's important for you, Jerry, because you burned a candle at both ends, as they say, this time of year.
I took my cue from you, Booms.
Attaboy. You sound like crap still.
Yeah.
I think I sound better.
It's about the same. I'd say it's about the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I mean, it's also the home microphone and setup and the whole deal, but I think it's about the same.
All right. I mean, to me, it sounds better, but I gotcha.
You know, it's funny. My mother-in-law has a cold right now, too, and she's pretending that she doesn't have a cold because she doesn't want to say that she's got a cold at Thanksgiving. She's like, I'm fine. No, really. Everything's okay. I'm like, you're coughing. No, I'm not. I swear. I'm totally fine. I've never felt so good. I'm like, you're sick. You've got a cold. I get it. It's all right.
If we got babies around here, you can't be here.
Right.
No, you can't tell her that.
Well, no way. Of course. Well, she makes all the food on Thanksgiving, so we need her to Sent her home. We got her an IV. Set her up. whatever you need. Show up Thursday with bells on. We need you. All right, Jerry, what's happening in sports?
Well, we're powered by Superbook, featuring better odds and favorable prices. And we're also brought to you by Dr. Shah and Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. You guys covered a lot of the Giants and the Joe Judge, so we'll get to Judge in just a moment. But first, there was a game at the Garden last night, and while the Knicks built up a big lead, lost it, boy, oh boy, did they play well down the stretch.
Quickly got it! Another basket, it's a three! Emmanuel Quickly hitting from outside. It's another three against Chicago Sunday, 1-7 from three. Tonight, 3-6.
Yeah, he played so much better. Kevin Harlan on TNT. The Knicks come away with the victory last night as they beat the Lakers. The Lakers, as we know, a little bit shorthanded, but so what? The Knicks did what they needed to do. Here was head coach Tom Thibodeau. He says very active on the offensive end.
If you have an unselfish team, they're going to recognize when someone gets hot or has a good matchup or... In the ball always finds energy.
Evan Fournier,
all right,
by the way.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
You know, ball always finds energy. There are two guys that can bring energy on a daily basis, and that's Emmanuel Quickly and Obi Toppin. I don't want to tell Thibodeau what to do because he knows more than I do, but those guys and their length, their athleticism, along with R.J. Barrett, Julius Randle, and whoever, Nerlens Noel or Mitchell Robinson should be the starting five. That's
well, then
what
there
I
you
think.
Have it.
That's what I think. And then you can have Kemba and you can have Derrick Rose when he's healthy come off the bench, with Alec Burks come off the bench, the other center that's not starting come off the bench. I mean, and do it that way. I don't know. I just the thing about those three young kids is that they are everything that the NBA is all about. So you have, you know, they're all pretty good shooters, by the way. And they're all athletic, they're all long, and they all run like just absolutely like the wind. All three of them.
Well, I mean, Obi Toppin's not a great shooter at this point,
but he's a good shooter.
But he is quick, and he definitely up and down the floor. There's no doubt about that. I mean, really, it's about Kemba Walker not getting as many minutes as he's been getting.
Sat him down in the fourth quarter again last night. Okay, fine. You know, he's just got to recognize who he is in the big picture of things and put his ego to the side.
Yeah, Reggie Miller said last night his offensive game was rounding into shape a little bit, and you could see it. I don't really agree with that.
Reggie also said that, you know, Carmelo is beloved at the Garden. Well, wow. He was beloved when he was shooting like he was shooting last night, I can tell you that. But, you know, the thing is that I just think that athletic young guys that can run and jump and fly around and shoot are the guys that need the predominant number of minutes. That's all. That's all I want. I want to see those three guys running up and down the court, man. And they would fit the bill of today's NBA.
106-100 was the final. Here is Julius Randle. He had 20 points, 16 rebounds in the game. He says, we're still not all the way there, so this was a step.
Sixth time, bro. Like, the thing about us is we stayed encouraged. We stayed positive. We had highs. We had lows. But once it starts clicking, we're going to be a really, really good team. And we're starting to take a step in the right direction.
Yeah, that's the new slogan for the Knicks this year. It takes time, bro. Last year it was "We here." This year is "It takes time, bro."
It was "Big Bong."
Yeah, Big Bong's out. It's now "It takes time, bro."
Thank God they got rid of those "City Never Sleeps" uniforms.
I know
those uniforms last night were fine.
They're okay.
They remind me of Oklahoma State
because
Oklahoma State does black and orange about as good as anybody.
I would agree with that.
Here was Evan Fournier. He had 26. They won the game, but there are certain things he didn't care for.
I think this game is a perfect example on how we play. We are very capable of playing really, really good basketball, getting big leads, and all of a sudden, not so well.
Yeah, but they did finish well. And so
this guy probably gets all the ladies with that accent.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, hello, baby. Especially when you score 26 points.
Yeah, what do you do tonight, huh? Yeah. You come over, me and you, huh? A little hippity-dippity, huh?
Yeah, okay.
I wish I had an accent like that.
Well, you kind of do whenever you want one, it seems like.
Yeah, but I'd have to fake it all the time, you know? But, I mean, there's no doubt. That French accent, I'm sure, is
you know what?
Slays.
I see you this morning. I could see you as a French cheesemaker.
A French cheesemaker?
Yeah, I could see you as one of those, like, in the Loire Valley.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Look
okay.
By the way, you could role play with your wife on the weekends.
Yeah, she'd be like, shut up.
What are you trying to be?
Okay, then.
Hello, Gina. Hello, it's me, the French cheesemaker.
Shut up, you loser.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Give me a break. Leave me alone. Change a diaper.
Oh, the diaper? No. I want to have the sex, not to change the diaper.
Shut up, God!
It's
not even funny.
How would you ask her to go? How would you ask her to go to the Portly Villager?
You want to go up to the local drinking hall, my baby?
My baby?
Hello? No. Okay, never mind. All right. Sorry. All right. Sorry, Gina. I'm sorry.
Here was Anthony Davis. He had 20 in the loss. He wasn't feeling great. No LeBron, as we know. Here was AD.
Quickly made some shots towards the end and made four threes. So, but I mean, it would have been definitely helpful for me, for us, you know, if I wasn't sick and LeBron was here for sure.
Nope, no excuses. You're 9-10. Live with it. The Knicks take on the Suns on Friday. One of the best teams in the league. You got the Nets in Boston tonight. We'll have that for you right here on the Fan. All right, let's get to Joe Judge because he did speak yesterday, and of course, you got the official announcement and decision from him.
Look, I'm gonna start off and address a staff move we made. We made a decision to move on from Jason Garrett as the offense coordinator for the New York Giants.
So he was let go mid-afternoon yesterday, and so Freddie Kitchens takes over as the offensive play caller. Here was more from Judge on why they did what they did.
I feel we have to be more productive as an offense. Generally speaking, the offensive job is to score points. I don't believe we're scoring enough points, and it's my job as the head coach to make sure I give our players an opportunity to go out there and make plays.
Now, Kim Jones asked the question, basically, if you assume for the moment that Jason Garrett's the scapegoat, what do you do about the defense? Because defensively, they were rested before they went into Tampa and didn't get the job done. And then he addressed the first point about Garrett, just assuming he's the scapegoat.
Look, this isn't a blame game, Kim. That's not what this is at all, okay? But okay. I'm not looking for a head to roll. I'm not worried about external opinions or perception. I've said that a number of times. This is not a blame game. I'm very appreciative of Jason for, you know, a lot of things he's done for us.
But get out.
Yeah, I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, you fired the guy.
He's gone.
And, I mean, Patrick Graham's one of his best friends. Jason Garrett he didn't hire. Both those units have been below average. One of them's gone, one of them's there.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I think Giant fans wanted something. They got something. And it's never easy for a coach to fire another coach, especially in midseason. I'm sure he likes Jason. You know, even though he didn't hire him, I'm sure he has respect for Jason and what Jason has done as both a player and a coach in this league. Let's not forget that. And it's not a happy time for the Giants or their front office or anybody else. They just want their players to play better, and they want to see points on the board. That's what they want, and I understand why he's doing this.
Giants-Eagles on Sunday. Tomorrow you've got three games, including the Cowboys and the Raiders. No Amari Cooper because of testing positive for COVID. Here was Jerry Jones on The Fan in Dallas yesterday discussing how that came to be.
First of all, he wouldn't have been testing had he been vaccinated. So he didn't have symptoms. And so he wouldn't have been tested. So there's a very likelihood that just being just like he is, he might have played.
But he's
had
not.
Had he been vaccinated.
See, but here's the thing. Like, the Islanders have, what, 7 or 8 people involved on their COVID list, and some of them are not showing any signs or any symptoms of COVID. They just tested positive. It's crazy. It's crazy what's going on.
I remember Jerry Jones and Hard Knocks said, I've had more shots than a Cocker Spaniel.
By the way, you see what the halftime entertainment's going to be.
For what game?
For Dallas and the Las Vegas Raiders.
I did not.
No,
come on, boys. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't know this.
So it was the 20-year anniversary of Creed with Scott Stapp.
Right.
And I'm sure you
saw
that.
Are they bringing him back?
No, they're not bringing him back.
I can take you higher.
Skrrr.
What are they doing?
Luke Bryan.
Great.
You sure it's Luke Bryan?
Yeah.
It's not Luke Combs?
No, it's Luke Bryan.
You sure?
Yeah. Why? Oh, it's Luke Combs.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus. That sucks. I don't know.
Who's Luke Combs? Country star?
Yeah. Country guy, yeah. Hey, guys, speaking of Jerry Jones.
I thought it was Luke Bryan. Yeah, dang it.
There was. I got an email yesterday, Jerry. I was going to forward this to you. It says, you're invited to a Jerry Jones VIP webinar brought to you by UPS.
I don't know if it's some, like, everybody got invited to this or I somehow got on this list, but it's
a webinar.
It's a webinar where Jerry Jones, like a Zoom call with Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I'll pass.
You don't want it? I thought you loved Jerry Jones.
I do, but it's a webinar.
It says, get Jerry's top three pieces of advice for entrepreneurs like you. Well, I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not growing businesses. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You could be a cheesemaker.
I could be a cheesemaker.
Here's another one from the webinar man himself on The Fan. He says, the league has made it really difficult for the unvaxxed.
It's very punitive. We have a high alert for unvaccinated players in the NFL. A high alert. And, in fact, it is punitive, as we see, if, in fact, you're not vaccinated and get the COVID as opposed to being vaccinated and getting the COVID.
Now, this goes back.
Getting the COVID. Well, you saw what happened with Aaron Rodgers, right?
Aaron Rodgers, yes.
The game.
Exactly right. So he made it very clear. He loves Amari Cooper, but he just wished he would have gotten vaccinated, which he didn't. And so anyway, he won't play tomorrow. Cowboys and Raiders. You've also got the Lions and the Bears. You've got Matt Nagy, you know, basically fighting off rumors that he's being fired. He says he's not going to be. Okay, we'll see. And then you got the Bills and the Saints coming up tomorrow night. That is your triple header. The Titans releasing Adrian Peterson, so his stay with Tennessee, very short-lived. The Yankees releasing Rougned Odor and Clint Frazier. Steven Matz does not sign back with the Mets. He gets 4 years, $44 million from the Cardinals. And how about this deal? 20-year-old Wander Franco, the Rays' big-time prospect who played really well this year when they brought him up mid-season, comes to terms on a 12-year contract worth $223 million. So, hey, good for you. Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, and Cincinnati, the top four in college football. Penn State, I hate this number. Penn State gave James Franklin a 10-year extension through 2031.
That's unbelievable.
Holy moly.
It's crazy. They were afraid that they were going to lose them to USC or Texas or somebody like that, or Miami even.
I know, just writing 2031.
Yes.
St. John's beat St. Francis of Brooklyn 76-71. Columbia lost to Lehigh, and Delaware topped Fordham by 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
I see our digital guy, Tom Izzo, stayed all night to do a WFAN Thanksgiving Day parade cartoon. So he didn't even go home to sleep. He was here all day long.
See, that is dedication.
Yes, absolutely. He was here, was filming the Keith McPherson debut last night. He put up a video. Then he stayed all night long to work on these cartoons. This is a man who is in love with his job. So yes. Good for him.
And another congratulatory message to Keith McPherson. He took a while to get a little started. And then once he got started, everything worked out well. I heard his first phone call came from his sister out in L.A.
That was very nice.
So that was great. So, hey, we're off and running, man.
That's right. And he's in our studio. So keep it clean for us, please.
Oh, is that why all this stuff was, like, screwed up this morning?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I ripped out the mic arm here because he was standing up doing a show and the thing was all... So it was kind of messed up.
All right,
so
we just have to...
be careful, Keith, all right?
We'll have to just, go over some...
Yeah. Etiquette.
Studio etiquette. So it's okay. You can use the studio, no problem. But,
I was listening to him last night on the Odyssey app. I was streaming him.
Yeah.
So checking him out. So good job, Keith.
Of course, family members calling in on your first night.
Yeah.
Very, very emotional. Thanksgiving week, all that kind of stuff.
It is very emotional.
Mom loves you.
Yeah.
We love you. Oh, I love you guys.
Isn't that the greatest?
Yes, of course.
You get all those feelings this time of year. So I was listening to the warm-up show driving in the very beginning, and Al thought that Freddie Kitchens was Bob Wiley. And that made me want Bob Wiley to be the new offensive coordinator for the Giants so badly. Now, if you don't remember Bob Wiley is the giant, very large, older man who looks like a walrus, kind of, who was on Hard Knocks with the Browns, who did the whole rant on D-Day. And
right,
stretching shouldn't be a thing because those who stormed the beach on D-Day didn't stretch. So why should NFL players stretch? Hot! That guy.
Yeah, well, Bob Wiley was one of my coaches.
I remember, I know. Yeah,
so, and he is a unique individual, but he is what I would term a classic NFL assistant coach.
Yeah, and he's not doing anything now, is he?
No.
We should put him on today, get a little Freddie Kitchens dirt. That's what we should do. Because he would tell it like it is, either way.
Right.
Like if he didn't like Freddie Kitchens, like, this guy's a moron. Hot! Total country bumpkin. Hot! Call him up. He'll respond to you, your Boomer Esiason.
He's with the Ottawa Redblacks right now.
No, he's not.
Offensive line coach.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
He's up in Ottawa?
He's in Ottawa, yes. So how many teams do you think he's coached
for? Oh, my God. 10, right off the bat, I'd say 10.
All right. So he started as a coach at Brown University.
Okay.
Then Holy Cross.
Hut.
Then Ohio.
Hut.
Colorado State.
Okay.
The New York Jets.
Oh, wow.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Are you counting these? Because I'm not.
I'm not either. Al, are you counting these?
No, nobody's counting.
Let's start over with the pro teams.
All right.
The New York Jets were his first foray into coaching in the pros. One. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Two.
Cincinnati.
Three.
Chicago.
Four.
Arizona.
Five.
Denver.
Six.
Oakland.
Seven.
Cleveland.
Eight.
He was in Cleveland 2017-2018. I believe, isn't that where Freddie Kitchens fired him?
Yes, I think so, because after Freddie Kitchens got the job there full-time, then he let go of Bob Wiley. So he probably hates Freddie Kitchens.
Oh, man, we could get him on and just let it rip, yeah. Right?
Guy's a dummy hat. Do you remember the Baker Mayfield thing? Where it was during Hard Knocks, and it was when Freddie Kitchens was either the quarterback coach or the offensive coordinator, and, like, he went over and, like, tussled Baker Mayfield's hair on the sidelines, and Baker Mayfield was like, that guy's a bleeping idiot. That's what he said about Freddie Kitchens. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember.
It's like, this guy's a total doofus.
Oh, boy.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I think he's... Freddie Kitchens was one of those guys who became the butt of jokes. Because for a couple of reasons. One, he failed with the Browns. Well, everybody that fails with the Browns becomes a butt of jokes. He's a very, very southern accent guy.
Yeah.
And his name is Freddie Kitchens,
Former player.
Yeah, I know.
But, the thing about Freddie is that he kind of let, at least the perception was. Now, I'm not saying that, I know it for a fact, but the perception was that he kind of let Baker Mayfield run the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was nobody holding Baker Mayfield accountable. And it's one of the reasons why they hired Kevin Stefanski. And the first thing that Kevin Stefanski went in there and did and said, look, man, we got Nick Chubb, and we got Kareem Hunt, and we're going to run the freaking football. And that's what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to do first, and we're going to play action. And that's why Baker Mayfield has had some modicum of success with Kevin Stefanski over the last 2 years, even though the fans are booing him right now.
Yeah, right. Well, and I saw some reports out there that the locker room may turn on Baker Mayfield because of some of the stuff that was going on with the wife Instagram post that got taken down and how he's slamming the fans and everything else. And these are the same fans who won't shut up when we're on offense.
Maybe Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad had something, right?
Oh, man. Well, I can't defend Odell Beckham Jr. and his dad. I can't do that. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, but also this is all tied into all this.
But Baker Mayfield should receive the same criticism as Odell Beckham Jr. did.
100%.
And because, I mean, the wife putting up there, the team should take a page out of Baker's book and be a little tougher.
How did I respond to that?
Oh, you hated that.
Exactly.
You couldn't stand
100%.
That.
100%. I hate when family members get involved in this social media beefs with the fans. Shut the hell up. You got your private jets flying you all over the place. You get to shop at Hermes and, you know, all these beautiful stores in Beverly Hills.
Sure.
I mean, and you're bitching about being booed?
Yeah, I know. And when I see that, I'm thinking that that's probably coming from Baker himself. Because when you hear the wife saying it, you're thinking, oh, this is what they talk about. You know, the team could take a page from my book, be a little tougher.
It's hard enough as it is, and then to have all the off-the-field and social media impact and distraction.
That team just can't get it together. I mean, last year they won a playoff game. They faced some adversity. They looked like they were turning
their Steelers their last game.
Murdered them. Looked like they were turning it around, and then they come back, and then here we are again. It's absolutely incredible. Angelo in Newburgh joins us. What's going on, Angelo?
Hey, boys.
What's up?
I haven't spoken to you in years. I used to drive a Snapple truck. This is Angelo. I drive a garbage truck now. I stepped it up.
All right. Very good, man. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Gil, you're hilarious. I never spoke to you before, but, you know.
Well, thanks, Angelo. What's on your mind today, man?
How could two teams in this city be this bad for this many years in a row? And how is it? I need to see the answers. How is it that the Rams every week get a new all-pro? And we just stink. We have all these. If you put a draft together, who would you pick first out of either of these two teams? You wouldn't even know because they all suck.
Well, yeah. Who was it? Was it Rich Gannon or?
Yeah, it was Rich Gannon.
Yeah, Rich Gannon said that. Yeah, right, absolutely. I know, and it's been years and years and years. I mean,
I wouldn't even say Barkley is the number one you would pick because he stinks too. He's afraid to run the football. He's better off just doing commercials.
Yeah, I mean, Saquon to me is a complete non-factor, and he shouldn't be on a team next year. It's over for him.
Thank you.
As a Giant, I've said that many. What are you going to do, pay him now? I mean, that's crazy to me.
No.
I mean, there's three guys, you know.
For two teams in right. the same city to be terrible for this long.
Yeah, it's.
Try to do that.
I mean, maybe like if you go back White Sox and Cubs, maybe if you find a stretch there where the two of them were really bad for a long period of time. But this is, it's an atrocity. It really is. And you don't feel like either one of them is ready to get out of it. That's the other problem.
Joe Douglas has a plan.
And so does Rob Saleh.
Well, they have a plan at least. And your boy Zach Wilson's going to be back on the field. You know, we don't hear anything from Joe Flacco all year. He's quiet, back up in Philadelphia. Everything's fine. Comes to the Jets and is now in COVID protocol.
Yep.
Not because he has COVID. It's because he was next to somebody, most likely Mike White. Who is positive with COVID. And because he's unvaccinated, now he is in COVID protocol because of his close contact.
Well, I mean, Mike White is everything that the Jets are. Like, he built everybody up. Everybody got excited about it. And then it came crashing down in the most unbelievable way. First, he gets hurt during a game after he throws a touchdown. Then, after that, he comes back and throws 10 skazillion interceptions. And then he gets COVID. What the hell?
And then Joe Flacco, who we didn't hear a peep out of down in Philadelphia,
right,
comes to the Jets, and now he's in COVID protocol.
And he's an unvaccinated guy, so he's got to go through even more stuff.
Yeah, just like Amari Cooper.
Yep, Joe in Connecticut is next up. What's going on, Joe?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
I got a question for Boomer about Daniel Jones. Once a quarterback becomes skittish in the pocket like Daniel Jones, is there any way to overcome that? I notice he's not looking, he's not looking at his reads. He's looking at one receiver, and, you know, he's tap dancing in the pocket like he's scared.
Well, Eli Manning was skittish. You remember those comments?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and then the skittishness happened that first year that they went to the Super Bowl in 2007. You know, that, and that's not me saying that. That was his general manager saying that. What was that guy's name?
Jerry Reese?
Yeah, Jerry Reese said that. He called him skittish. And, yeah, so you can overcome it. I just think his confidence and the overall confidence the offense has right now is in the tank. So, and I was trying to explain this yesterday, and I remember, you know, just through my own career that there are times where you're going to go out on the field. Like when I was here in 1995, I went out on the field not believing we could win. First time ever in my career, even my worst year in Cincinnati in 92, I felt like we could go out and win.
Mm-hmm.
But I never felt that way with the Jets. It was more about surviving. And the reason I felt that way is because I really didn't have confidence that everybody knew what they were doing. Like, I never knew what they were doing. I never know what they were doing.
Yeah.
So you're trying to give all the tips and all the little things that you would normally give, but it was a hodgepodge group of guys that came together, and somehow we won three games. I'm not even sure how the hell we did that. But when I see this offense, I don't see a lot of confidence oozing from the offense. You know, when Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers steps on the field, man, they expect to score 30 points every game. They really do.
Sure, absolutely.
And you can see it. You can see it in their body language. And, you know, I don't think Aaron Rodgers has as many first-round draft picks around him.
Well, that's been his big beef.
As Daniel Jones has around him.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. There's guys, you know, Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Andrew Thomas, those guys right there are all within the top six of the draft, those three guys.
And they have to be if Dave Gettleman is to keep a job, and I'm sure he's going to be next on the chopping block if these guys don't start performing. But if he's to keep a job, then those guys have to justify their draft status.
Evan Ingram.
What's going on over there in that building.
Sterling Joka.
Sterling Shepard.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't a first rounder, but.
But he's been around and he's gotten, like, you see, like, the guy can never stay on the field.
No, I know. It's big injury problems. All right.
And plus, you gave money to Bradberry. Mm-hmm. You gave money to Kenny Golladay.
Yeah, Dory Jackson.
Dory Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gave money to Leonard Williams, plus you traded for him.
Yeah, and the team's 3-7. Oofa.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.